The U.S. Army says it's investigating more than 120 cases of misconduct by American soldiers against detainees and civilians in Iraq and Afghanistan. A third of those investigations involve the death of detainees. In response, the Pentagon has also launched several inquiries that examine its own policies and practices. But NPR's Jackie Northam reports there are questions about whether those internal military investigations are enough.
Several months before the first pictures from Abu Ghraib prison were made public, an internal army report landed on the desks of senior military officials. Major General Antonio Taguba's report found that Iraqi detainees at the prison were subjected to sadistic criminal abuse at the hands of the U.S. military police. Those conclusions touched off an uproar and another five investigations, all aimed at discovering what led to the abuse. Most of the probes involve the Army investigating itself. Nothing wrong with that, says Walter Huffman, the Army's Judge Advocate General from 1997 to 2001.
Army investigative procedures are good procedures, and they're well-known procedures. The Army and the other services and the Department of Defense are more than capable of finding the answer to the question, who's responsible, how did this happen, those kinds of things.
Most of the investigations have narrow mandates, such as examining the procedures at U.S.-run detention centers or what type of training military police officers receive. For that reason, Michael Nardotti, the Army's Judge Advocate General from 1993 to 1997, says the military is the best entity to investigate itself.
In each of these specialized areas, in terms of what goes on in law enforcement channels and in criminal investigative channels, in intelligence channels, it's important to have those investigated by people with the expertise to thoroughly make determinations.
But the disparate investigations don't focus on some issues that are now important, such as the role of independent contractors and legal opinions about the use of torture written by U.S. officials. Nor is any investigation focused on high-ranking officials at the Pentagon or in the U.S. Central Command. William Schultz, the executive director of Amnesty International, says there should be an overarching panel that can connect all the dots.
There's no better way to cover up problems than to diffuse them. But the larger picture is also particularly important. And rather than diffuse this with solely many different investigations, we believe that a comprehensive, independent, utterly reputable commission of inquiry will be important not just for American perception, but certainly for the perception around the world.
The Senate Armed Services Committee, as well as the House Intelligence Committee, have held several hearings into the abuse. And Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has appointed a four-person panel that's investigating the investigations. Eugene Fidel, the president of the National Institute of Military Justice, says such a group is too close to the Pentagon. Fidel says it would be better to have an independent, bipartisan panel with the wide authority to reach, if necessary, into the Department of Justice, the Pentagon, and even the White House.
One model would be for Congress to pass a statute creating a commission. Then it would have the necessary resources, including subpoena power, and including having its own attorneys who could do a proper job of identifying witnesses and conducting the kinds of hard-hitting, serious inquiry that I think are going to be necessary.
Former JAG Walter Huffman says he doesn't oppose such a panel, but says it might be unnecessary.
If worked properly, it can act in concert with the other investigations, but as a redundant investigatory body, I would think it would be a waste of time and money.
Still, Huffman says a very public, very transparent independent panel may be the one thing to help Americans make sense of the abuse scandal. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.